You're listening to a Mutiny Transmission.
You can find more podcasts, videos, books, comics, and records online at mutinyinfocafe.com.
Or just stop in the store in Denver and have a coffee sometime.
Cue the music.
Okay. I'm Aaron. This is Noah.
I'm Noah.
What's this podcast about, Noah?
Aaron, what are you trying to get at there?
What we do...
Yeah, we're about to explain.
Today we have an expert.
My expertise, happens to be,
What is this show, Noah?
Man.
Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
It's a working title.
It's a working title. We don't have... Yeah.
Welcome to the Schooling Noah podcast. My name is Aaron Maslow. This is the co-host and baby boy himself, Noah Reynolds. What's up, little younger person? You're not going to talk? Fine. That's fine. On this podcast, Noah and I, we talk to an expert.
Welcome to the Schooling Noah podcast. I am Noah, and I'm here with my co-host, who's a little, who's a big old fart.
You remind me of my own kids. You know that?
Yeah,
They call me an old fart, too. And we talk to experts on the show, and we learn about the world. And when I say experts, I mean truly professional, collegiate experts.
Correct.
And they are very educational. So it's about learning. It's about also having fun, which sometimes Noah forgets. You know,
yeah.
We have a lot of fun here when Noah's back is turned. And then when he turns around, we kind of...
You decide to not have fun anymore.
I think it's because you're a narc.
Yeah.
But anyway, today's guest of honor, our expert, is Miss Lizzie Wool. Let me start that over. This is Lizzie Wolfson. I think I had a stroke.
Wow. I'm getting shit for mispronouncing daiquiri, and you can't say Wolfson?
When it's written on a page, I could read it. But if
W-O-L-F-S-E-I-N.
Wolfsane.
That's right.
By the way, Wolfsane would be a sick.
Dude, that sounds like a basketball player. No joke.
I am Wolfsane.
So Lizzie,
welcome to the program.
Yeah. Hi, Lizzie. Welcome. I want to just point out one thing. There is a girls' school in Denver, and they have a gym that sometimes they open up for basketball for a special group of guys.
And oh, hell yeah, dude.
It's called the Liz Wolfson Gym at this all-girls school.
Oh, I forgot.
And
yes, I
thought
didn't
that
know
was
where you were
so
going
crazy.
With that.
Yeah, I still don't understand what
that is. Well, it's just the... How cool is that you have your own gym?
I should go hang out at the girls'
court.
School.
Hell
why
yeah.
Would you do that?
Hell yeah.
Why would you do that?
To pick up lady. I mean, wait.
That's
how old
what
is
I
this
would
school?
Do.
Is this a collegiate
no,
school?
No, this
well,
is a high school.
So, yeah.
Oh, nope. I'm not there. Forget it.
They might be there. They
oh,
actually
I'm
are
good.
Hypersexual at the high school, I've heard. Oh. And Noah reported.
Yeah.
Is that where Noah
told,
goes to high school?
I've been told. To
Noah
the girls
is
school?
Still hasn't made it to high school, dude.
Two burns.
Wow.
One
hey,
cup.
Nice.
Let's get some new bits. Let's everyone around the city get some new bits. Like, hey, maybe Noah, you know, make fun of Noah for being like, always holding doors open for people and stuff.
Hell yeah.
Or like, like make fun of him for like, you know, being really just in general, like charismatic and sort of open and friendly. Like stop with the young thing. Because
your
you know,
hands are always clammy. What's up with
Zion
that?
Williams is 18 years old, you
who
know,
is that?
And he's a college basketball player.
Okay. Oh, cool.
And he's six.
That's a really good story.
Okay. I'll look up his stats. I don't give a
but
fuck.
But what is the point of this story?
I was going to say that, you know, it doesn't matter. Age is really just a number. I'm starting to think, and in a cool way.
Age is just a number, and you know, the bigger that number, the better person you are. I found
go.
Out, or the worse person you are, per our president of the United States. He's 700 years old. Did you know that? He's the worst person in the world. Not that we ever get political here,
oh,
but
man.
Occasionally we do. So anyway, our guest today, we mentioned Lizzie Wolfson.
Yes.
We're so happy to have her. We also have working down here at the Mutiny Studios is Corey Healy. Thank you,
yeah.
Corey.
He's our live audience. In- well, yeah.
He's oh,
our,
man.
Yeah, he's having some Tussin right now. Oh, Robitussin.
Oh.
He went full tilt and bought the...
Shots of Tussin.
What's what are you
terrifying.
Sick with?
Definitely not the barista later here.
That's so funny.
Thank you so much.
Yesterday, and I definitely didn't want to put that on to anyone today. or be looking sick when I'm making coffee.
No, I've noticed, now that's great. I've noticed there is not a sign that says employees must wash hands before returning to work. Is that because Mutiny's just that cool?
No, it's because there's so much filth in this place that it covered up the sign.
I'm a constant hand washer. I wash all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
No, you don't have to get on. Please don't get on, Mike. You don't have to get on, Mike.
Let me grab a
mic
stand, too.
No, 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 please don't.
Some wet wipes. I get sweaty.
You're just going to be our audience today. Let's,
Good night.
Oh, whoa. Let's, what?
So I brought hand warmers because it was so cold today.
You have hand warmers?
Well, I get cold. I don't have very good circulation in my hands. Do you guys shovel?
Do your walks? Kids make fun of you?
Yeah, I told you. They call me old fart, old fart. Who's
that's
this person in our house who's in mommy's bed?
You're going to.
And who?
Santa. Your kids are going to be so funny.
They might
maybe
funnier than you.
I think one of them might be gay. And I think
that's good to figure that out now.
No, I'm not going to tell him. I just if he comes
that my
really?
Parents didn't.
I would holy. If my parents didn't tell me that I was straight, I'd be pissed.
What?
What? Noah,
your
like
parents
women.
Had to tell
Noah,
you that you were
like
straight.
Women. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Is that what happened?
That was a bad.
You had to come out as straight.
No, it was stupid.
Mom,
was
dad, I like whatever. I like
whatever the thing
right.
is available. Yeah. Yeah, I don't care. I just he.
What do you
I'm
like?
Curious. I'm curious what the signs are for little kids.
I don't know if there are signs. I don't think it matters.
I don't think we've even chosen a topic yet, have we?
Yeah, we're getting there. the topic today is it's actually right along the same lines as what sexuality your kids decide to be. We're talking about pet food. Pet food.
Or pets.
Yeah, it's kind of pets in
the
general. But
we'll sort of see how the conversation evolves.
But let's just introduce Lizzie. Lizzie went to her college, her undergrad, and she received a doctorate in equine sciences, which is horse training. So you put a diaper on a horse and change
train
them. You train them.
Colorado State has the best equine sciences program in the nation.
Is that true? Yeah, wow.
I mean, honestly, I didn't finish my degree.
Oh
well,
I just
so our listeners don't
so
know that.
Aaron was lying.
And actually, going back in time, she has several degrees from several horse training facilities. But anyway, no. But more importantly, you've spent a considerable amount of time working as a pet specialist, helping in the veterinary field.
Oof.
Okay.
And now we have a problem.
Okay.
Nutrition. So I think that. I've been in the nutrition base, so I've been working in pet food stores. I've been working for pet food companies. The vets are
so
just
the
like the
you're
doctors.
Part, you're part of the problem.
You're part of big,
no,
big
no,
pet
food.
Ooh. So I didn't know we were gonna have. We do have a conflict of interest here.
Yeah. I think that the vets are trying to kill our pets, just like the doctors are trying to kill us.
Seriously?
So, yes, 100%.
Whoa, that's a
vets are trying to kill our pets. That's sort of like a New Orleans daiquiri factory.
Oh my god!
I'm glad you can say it now.
I know he was waiting for that.
It honestly wasn't daiquiri factory that you couldn't say. It was considering.
That was the problem.
It was the start of the sentence. Considering.
Yeah. I actually do have a problem because my dog is always very sick and always has a lot of ailments. And
the vets are trying to kill him.
No. It's because your dog is a therapy dog and he goes to schools with kids, and kids are nasty and
that's
sick
also true.
All the
that's
time.
Not true
no,
at
but
all.
his
what?
Bones are sick.
Nobody vaccinates their kids. And
well,
then they send them
that's
to public
true.
School.
86% non-vaccination rate in kindergartens in Colorado.
How much?
86.
No.
Did you
vaccinate
your dog?
Did I what?
Have
no.
you vaccinated your dog?
At the very beginning. But
what does it mean
I mean
to
his...
vaccinate your dog? What does that mean?
I mean, like with like regular shots. So you have like rabies.
Yeah, when
parvo.
He goes into the veterinarian.
So he does get vaccinated.
Yeah.
So he might be autistic.
Dude.
That's what I was thinking.
Vaccination.
We vaccinate him like a lot. Like every
time
he gets cleaned, he gets like vaccinated.
Does that sound healthy?
It sounds pretty healthy because.
What? That's what my parents did to me. Every time I got cleaned, they got me vaccinated.
Well, you and your dog remind me of each other.
Well,
so I get it.
He is great company to be put in the same company.
Here's my question. Is the vaccination like a mind control serum, or what is going on? What is going into your dog's body?
Yeah, I think, well...
Or
I
what
mean,
are you insinuating, Lizzie?
Oh, I'm saying that I think that vaccinations are slowly killing our animals, and we're just doing it... They're doing it to make money.
Are you an anti-vaxxer?
For my for animals.
Hell yeah.
What about,
never
what about for human animals?
Look, I don't have to worry about children right now until I get my girlfriend pregnant.
Hell yeah.
Dude, and that might happen.
Who knows?
If
honestly.
If you guys don't get vaccinated, you could easily get your lesbian girlfriend pregnant.
Exactly.
What if, I'm trying to think, a scenario in which you would have to get your dog pregnant. I mean,
what?
Vaccinated.
Oh.
You know what? Don't worry.
What is a meaningful vaccination? Rabies seems pretty.
Okay, so what they normally do is when you get a puppy, kennel cough is only worth it if you're gonna like put your dog into a kennel at some point, so it's around other dogs. But they do.
My dog is antisocial. He likes to be in his own thing with his own.
Mm-hmm.
That self.
Mm-hmm.
He's self dog.
Go ahead, Lizzie.
You poor dog. Not only your kids have to deal with your jokes, but your dog has to deal with your jokes. And I don't know who I feel worse
for. I am so quiet around both my animals and my dog. So
that's good. Both your animals and your dog. No, when you get a puppy, they make you vaccinate. So they do like the rabies and parvo, which is thing that like kills puppies and stuff like that. And it'll get to like the whole litter.
Just
distemper,
like
lepto.
Noah, you need a distemper shot.
There you go.
Yeah,
see?
You're a lepto shot.
Okay. Hell yeah.
I got my measles, mumps, and rubella shot when I was like 6 months old. It was a booster.
Yeah.
And they injected it into my left quadricep.
Oh.
And it atrophied the muscle. And to this day, my left leg is smaller than my right leg. And
that's so funny.
Is it funny?
Because yeah,
I had to live with the nickname Gummy Leg for all of high school and most of college.
Does it hurt when you run?
It hurts, but
have you ever seen him run?
Are different sizes.
No. You see him run, and he looks like he has a peg leg. It's
really?
Actually remarkable.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And sometimes I collapse under the weight of just like how heavy this tragedy has been in my life.
This actually brings up a good point because back to my dog, because this is what it's going to be.
Oso?
He runs sort of sideways, and I think maybe that's part of his vaccinations.
Is that true?
His autism?
Maybe. Well, I guess if he's autistic.
Wait, do autistic dogs run sideways?
So like he'll be able to get somewhere straight, right? But you can see he's running sort of diagonally.
Like when your Jeep's alignment is off and
right.
you drive.
Exactly. By the way, it's 100% exactly right. You can see that he's not quite like going straight.
That's
so
amazing.
So what I'm learning right now is don't vaccinate your animals or they're gonna run autistic.
Actually, they think that one of the reasons that some people's narcolepsy kicks in, because I'm also narcoleptic, is from vaccinations.
Do you know
too.
What's so funny? If you get woken up out of sleep, I call that narcoleptic shock. So
does your wife hates you? Doesn't
she?
If you woke me up at a nap and you go, it was a narcoleptic shock, I'd be like, if you don't get out of my face right now, I'm going to kill
you. Yeah, you're in shock.
Took a 4-hour nap yesterday.
Hell yeah, dude. Me too.
Do you have, and this is not necessary, we'll get back to the dogs and pets, but do you know why I would be sweating so much when I'm sleeping?
Vaccines, for sure.
No way.
What are you dreaming about, dude?
That's what sort of what I'm
What are you dreaming
thinking.
About, ladies?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also like,
hell yeah.
You know, badass bullshit.
What?
Like fucking
like Vin Diesel
action
movies?
Shit. Yeah, I don't know.
Monster Jam.
You ever seen the?
You been to a truck rally?
It's like, have you? Yeah, exactly. Have you ever seen the beginning scene of Saving Private Ryan? It's like that.
Dude, that
you're
is
just
a
plus
scary.
A monster truck rally.
Dude, what if they had monster trucks at Normandy?
Wow.
Here comes zombies!
That's such
and then
a
they
good,
just lob
that's
up,
such a good sketch
they lob
idea.
Some artillery at it, like an artillery shell.
That's such
blow
a good
it
sketch
up.
Idea.
You think so?
Yes.
Are you guys just brought me here to take notes so you guys can make sketches?
No.
Yes.
All right. Perfect.
Anyway, so,
we're going to get back to the
okay,
and,
wait a minute.
Animals.
I just want to differentiate. You think that so you're saying that vets are trying to poison our animals by giving them vaccinations. Now, does that translate to the real world where doctors are trying to poison children with vaccinations? Because that seems like a very closely aligned argument. Is that the argument you're making?
I don't know. I don't know enough about kids. I'm not going to say anything about like people because I don't know enough about them. But I will
I
say that there is
people.
A test that you can get actually for your dog. That is called a titer test, and it's like $100, and you get it when they say, "Oh, it's due for its vaccinations," you get that titer test, and it'll tell you how much of that vaccination is still in their body. So crazy. Instead of actually doing that and giving that to people for free so that we don't over-vaccinate our animals, they bring you in every 3 years or whatever, every 3 to 5 years or whatever, and tell you that you have to get all of these shots because it's just like more convenient for them, and they make money. So fuck them.
Have you
like, you should just be doing that for animals because you don't want to put so much poison in their body.
But if we don't consume the vaccinations, who will? I mean,
right, exactly. And how would the vets get paid, you know?
Yeah, right. But they have all those lofty vet bills.
Tell me about it. Vet bills are a big problem. Well, with
not
all
vet
that.
Bills, but vet school bills.
Oh, vet school bills? Yeah. I mean, they're still doing surgeries and shit.
And dog student loans
they're
also.
Still doing
don't they do over surgeries? Do they do dog
over surgeries?
Yeah, they're like, you know, we have to take out your dog's appendix, but we could also like nip and tuck its chin. Kind of got a fat chin. I know it's a Shar Pei.
Mm-hmm.
We could take some of the wrinkles out. We could smooth it. How about a little Botox in your dog?
There used to be that show Nip Tuck. I didn't realize that.
Nip Tuck dog.
Nip Tuck.
Oh, they had one on Animal Planet called Snip Tuck.
Snip Tuck. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Have you ever seen
Dr. Kev Snip Tucking everything?
Have you ever seen the show on TLC? My 600-pound bark.
My bark.
600-pound gorilla.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
which is actually a pretty regular gorilla.
Yeah.
But he lives in the zoo.
So yeah, that point will come back later because I do believe that all of it is kind of just
you believe
connected.
Based on medical science and all of your research and degrees.
So what do you what do you do when your red dog is ill and needs like event, like he has his peanut butter allergy and
I did
needs
not think you were saying that. Take it back a second. So you do have a dog.
I have a dog. His name is Red Dog.
Let's get a quick characterization of this dog.
Oh, Red Dog is the best.
Wow.
You gotta meet him. You gotta meet him to believe it. So he is an Australian cattle dog. I got him off.
Oh, he's an Aussie. Did he ever get eaten by a dango?
I love cattle dogs. They're like kettle chips. They're the crispier kind.
You don't want to say anything about my Australian accent.
It was a great accent.
Oh, man. I didn't even realize you were doing an accent. That's how good it was.
You should always talk like that. Maybe your jokes will get funnier.
That's impossible.
So, yes, Australian cattle dog. He's about 14 or so right now.
Salt and vinegar cattle dog.
Yeah, I've had him for about 10 or 11 years now. I got him from my friend's ranch. They had a...
Man, ranch-style cattle dog.
Yeah, ranch-style cattle dog.
Sounds tasty.
Cool ranch. Aussie cattle dog.
For all of our Korean listeners, right?
What?
I'll cut that out.
So my friend called me and he had a bunch of ranch dogs and he had Red Dog and he called me up and Red Dog wasn't like working very well. Like he wasn't a good working dog. So he called me up and he was like, listen, Lizzie.
He's had a lot of vaccinations.
This dog don't work well.
don't
work.
That's
a good Australian accent.
Yeah. And he called me up and he was like, I know you kind of want a puppy, but I've got this dog and he's really nice and my dad's going to make me shoot him. So.
Whoa, that's what they do out there.
Little yeller
in cattle
style.
Country.
Yeah, they were like, we have too many pets and you should take him. And I was like, well, yes.
I'm not really living a
how
lifestyle
old was he at
that's
that,
conducive
at that
to
point?
Pets.
We don't really know. So I'm just going to say he was a couple years old.
So how long have you had
an adult?
10 or 11
10
years.
10 or 11 years.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah, we've been, so I took him and he was really submissive at first. He like peed himself all the time.
Hell yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah. What is that?
That is true. Yeah,
okay,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
your question was. Yeah.
I get it.
He's 100% wet right now.
Yeah, baby, from piss.
But continue with your dog story.
So yeah, so I ended up getting him and he has traveled. He's like an amazing dog. He's my emotional support animal. So he does go on the plane with me.
Because a doctor said so?
Because my therapist said so.
Not a doctor?
I mean,
are
a doctor.
Therapists not doctors?
I don't know if she has
dentists
a doctor.
Dentists are not doctors.
Okay, that's true. So my dentist said, yes, he can be your emotional support animal. So he goes on the plane with me. He goes back and forth from New York all the time.
Hell yeah.
We've lived in a bunch of states. Nevada, Texas, Wyoming, Colorado.
That is exactly a bunch. Of
yeah,
states.
A bunch, like a handful of states.
Damn.
What was his favorite, you think? Missouri. Because of the ticks.
Well, yeah, Red Dog's racist, right? Didn't you tell me that? Or you texted me that?
No.
Red Dog is a kind of beer.
Yeah, Red Dog actually, so Red Dog, we lived in Texas at one point and we worked on a feedlot and he wouldn't work for me, like if I yelled at him to do anything. Mm-hmm. But one of the cowboys was Hispanic and every time he'd come over and start to speak in Spanish, Red Dog was the best working dog ever. So
yeah, it seems like he's trying to hide something. I think like, he's racist. I'm not racist, whites.
But white
yeah.
people are
that's
crazy.
Like the, that's like the guy yeah. who goes in and orders in Chipotle in Spanish. Like yeah. he's racist. He's racist. Even though yeah, he's yeah. like ordering
totally.
In Spanish.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait a minute. What?
Lizzie's dog's racist. That's what we just came
to the
conclusion
of. I don't know if he's
of.
Like racist. I think he just prefers
the company
of
people of his own kind.
Right. For I think sure. he speaks Spanish too. So,
sure. Well, most racists are bilingual.
Oh, interesting. Yes. You know a lot about race. Is that weird for you to know so
it
much
comes
about
racist?
I'm
from a very racist family.
I come from a racist family.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Is this funny to joke about to you guys?
No, it's not.
I know
racists
are vaccinated
actually,
too.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Red Dog also has worked in a bunch of pet food stores with me.
Hell yeah.
So
eating all the profits,
dude. He is the worst beggar at this point. Like he, because customers would come in and just hand him treats all day.
Oh, God.
Like there was no. I had to figure out nutrition for Red just because people wouldn't stop feeding him. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with everything is people.
People, it's most of the time people. So
vaccinate him.
And Red Dog, did I mention also Red Dog has a weird thing about him. He has a very weird pheromone that comes off of him.
How
which
do you
makes
track something like that.
Trust
just
me.
Get
listen,
in there, you sniff him.
Just
oh, I just have to listen. Okay.
So Red Dog has this weird thing where all dogs are very attracted to him. And they try
I've
to
heard
hump
about
him.
This.
Yeah.
I've heard about this.
Yeah. It's like
Spanish fly of dogs.
Yeah.
What?
Spanish fly.
Spanish fly.
Yeah. It's Red Dog moment. Not getting any and telling
yeah, yeah.
people he's getting a lot.
Dude, dogs like to lick Red Dog's penis all the time. And he doesn't.
His Red Rocket.
Like it, but he doesn't stop it. You know what I mean?
So
like,
then who's really to blame?
Exactly.
People.
No, it's his pheromone that's coming off. It's dogs like, they'll sniff him and then hump the air. They'll like. Be obsessed with him all the time. Like he's very nonchalant about it.
This
he's
is
always like,
be,
this is too much.
This is going to be this is a science-based question, but what is, and as you've observed Red Dog having his penis licked by other dogs, what is his reaction?
I just told you.
He doesn't
love it.
Oh, he doesn't
But he doesn't
love it.
Do
but he doesn't
anything
stop
about
it.
Which
so
makes him
I don't
complicit
know.
In the act.
Yeah.
And therefore, yeah. if he complained
also,
to anybody, yeah. nobody would hear or care.
Is yeah. anybody else visualizing a dog getting its penis licked right now?
Yes.
Me neither.
Yeah. Okay, good. but yeah, no, Red is like super chill. Like he's just a super chill dude. Everybody loves him. I have comics stay over at my place all the time. They love him. But I will say that because of him and because of working at these pet food stores, I became very knowledgeable very fast about pet food because he's my number one. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to take care of him. He's my number one. I'm not going to feed. As soon as I started hearing stuff about pet food being shitty for dogs, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I changed it all up. And he is, he's really
non-fed.
Healthy because of that.
How do you avoid pet food for your pet?
Well, okay, so the biggest thing with pet food is 80% of the cat and dog food industry is owned by three companies.
Who you work for?
Nestle, Mars, and Colgate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mars,
those are people
Colgate.
Food.
Nestle, Mars, and Colgate.
I love Colgate's food.
Like toothpaste?
Did you ever see that movie Alive?
Do you eat toothpaste, dude?
Elijah?
Alive. Okay. So this movie Alive is based on an airplane that crashed in the Andes Mountains in the 70s.
Oh, the soccer team and they all ate each other. Yes.
But they
How
would,
does that
they
have
were,
to do with Nestle Cane?
Well, just relax. Let okay. me there. Jeez. You guys want the answer or you want the
Nestle
answer?
Nestle shot it down. It was a bomb.
Shot down by Nestle. They rationed toothpaste.
Before
they started eating people, they were
eating people?
Toothpaste.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when part. They were eating everybody, their breaths were really fresh.
Really fresh, fresh.
After they ate, yeah, they had to brush
Did they
their
eat
teeth.
Raw frozen meat from people?
I don't know. You think they had a microwave in that scenario?
Well, they were in the mountain. I mean, they were basically on a glacier, so they didn't have anything to burn, really. I guess they had plane parts.
I don't know how well your stomach acid breaks down raw meat, or like a big ton of it. So that's the biggest thing with dogs is they can break down, because their stomach acid is higher, they can break down raw meat and bones. But people, we normally have to cook.
What about food. Like sticks and grass?
What about
my
sharp
dog's not an
objects.
Idiot. He doesn't eat sticks and grass.
Yeah, only an idiot.
Wait,
nobody
why
that.
Does your dog not eat grass? Doesn't it get an upset tummy?
No, because he has a healthy diet. See, look at that. We can avoid injury rather than relieve pain. And I do believe that we can do that if we took a little more time out to care about our pets. But it sounds like Noah's dog just eats sticks and grass.
That's I all he's ever hungry for.
What is he missing from his diet?
I'd like to take a shift here. Let's talk about horses a little bit.
Oh.
Aaron and I, no.
We're not there yet.
I just, really?
Just really quick.
Yeah.
You're going
to... I just want recommendations for what to feed the dog. That's,
so, like I said,
yes. Yes.
80% of the cat and dog food industry is owned by three companies, Nestle, Mars, and Colgate, right?
Yes.
So what they do is they take pet foods... and when you take like dry food and stuff like that and you put meat and you put carbohydrates in there because they need the carbohydrates to bind the food, they cook it hot and fast, it turns into sugar. So what you're doing is you're feeding your dog from a bag of mostly sugar.
Damn.
Except they don't have sugar content on there.
How come you're, I mean, my mom always says, don't eat the dog food, don't eat the cat food, Aaron. And that just seems weird because...
How often are you around your mother? Does your mother live with you?
Would you...
When your wife kicks you out, do you go to your mother's house?
She just comes over every morning and every evening to make sure I'm feeding my pets the proper amount.
I don't think there's anything wrong with having a good relationship with your parents.
I agree.
Cool. My parents live in New York and I live in Colorado.
Wait, your parents are still around?
Yeah, they live in New York.
Not around.
No, what?
So they're not.
So anyway, so you want to stay away from these high sugar bags of food. Right. You know what? Leave them for me. I'll eat them.
There you go.
Because it's sweet, sweet, sugary, yum, yum.
But once you start adding in sugar into any kind of diet, same thing with kids and stuff like that, you have problems. So most dogs have like hip dysplasia, elbow dysplasia. They have problems with their gut.
They walk sideways when they go straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're overweight or they're having problems with their gut, which is leaky gut syndrome. So when you have too much sugar in your diet.
LGS, sure.
Oh, yeah. See? How do you know about that?
You know what? Don't worry.
It's just like a normal
thing. It affects more than just dogs. Here at
Muni, they have pamphlets.
I know it affects more people than dogs. So what you do is you break down the gut, and then they're allergic to everything. So especially with like Noah's dog that's very probably inbred.
He's actually the first generation of his dog.
Good.
So
he also runs sideways.
I sort of don't know why. Yeah, he runs sideways, and that was me being vulnerable. But I don't know why people are shitting on my dog all of a sudden. No, his dad was a poodle, and his mom was a Saint Bernard. He's generation one.
Generation one. All right. Well, hopefully generation two comes out better.
Here's my two cents on that is that a lot of people are like their pets or vice versa. A lot of pets are like the people, their owners.
So I think your dog
also conversely, I know plenty of inbred people that are just pleasant and
like
fine.
Your brother.
His twin brother.
Wait.
No, I'm just kidding. Your brother's great.
So yeah, so you have a lot of these
issues.
Shout
out to Gus.
Yes.
That are coming up with animals. Because of the food that we feed them. So what I personally do is I don't feed dry food because of the sugar content.
Okay.
So I feed raw meat to my dog. So every day he gets a beef like mix of muscle, organs, bone, grinded up. And then he has beef tripe on that, which is the lining.
Hell
yeah,
dude.
I was about to say tripe.
What do you do for gravy?
I do
sides.
Eggs
like
sometimes. I do a raw egg with the shell and I kind of mix that up.
Have you ever had egg shell?
It's good calcium. It's good for him.
Why don't you just give him a glass of milk?
My dad eats
like
oranges
dog
with
milk
the peel on.
He does raw goat's milk sometimes. We do bone broth.
Are you a millionaire or were you before you started feeding your pet?
No, it probably cost me like... For a 45-pound dog to do raw food. He also has, like, raw sardines. I have a bunch of supplements. So his actual food is probably, like, maybe $100 a month.
Let's say your dog is 105 pounds heavier than what you just described. What – is that reasonable?
I mean, you could feed him, like, a 20-pound dog and hope he loses some weight.
Dog trainer who comes over periodically to help with my dog.
Yes.
And he recommended
a puppy au pair.
Puppy au pair. Yeah, he's also from Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that when your dogs are eating a raw or like a healthier diet, they only have to eat once a day.
Red eats once a day, or sometimes I'll feed him in the morning and then I'll give him a sardine in the afternoon or something like that.
And here's a sardine for you, fella.
That's for your troubles. Yeah, and he looks at me and says, if you don't drop that, I'm going to bite your fucking hand off. He's actually a rude dog.
He's very
pushy.
His prey drive sounds very aggressive.
Yeah, you sort of hyped
very
him up and then all of a sudden
he
sounds
good with other animals?
He's I told you, dogs like to suck his dick. So, lick his dick.
So other dogs are good with him. Suck is he still
dick
submissive?
Is so much different, by the way, especially for dogs.
So funny.
I have a hard time imagining dogs with lips until you think of that movie, The Mask, where the dog has the mask on and he's like whistling and stuff. He's like, ooga. And his lips are all puckered.
There you go.
All right, so I just want to take a quick break here. Let's first give a nice shout out to our sponsor,
McDonald's.
McDonald's, no. Our sponsor here, Mutiny Information Cafe,
yes,
on 2 South Broadway. They're the best. You guys can come down here and get records, books, comic books, figurines, all sorts.
Posters, stickers, cigarettes, candy bars.
Yeah, coffee, candy. They have a great
pinball machine
bar at the front. They got pinball. This place
Pogs.
Has got everything. And in addition to all that, they host us here in their studios in the basement, and we are so thankful. And just hope that you can come out and support one of Denver's
this
great...
This is so long.
What?
This has already gone so long.
This is what is important. They're letting
no,
us
I know.
Use their space.
No, I know. It seemed like it was long.
30 minutes.
No, I mean what you're doing right now.
Oh. People need to know that this place is great.
No, I know.
And
this
should,
is a great
they
place.
They should pay their respects here and come and, and support this place because it supports us. Anyway, in addition to all that, thank you for listening this week. We're going to do another sketch. This sketch is one of my favorites so far. It's when Noah gets a job at McDonald's. So enjoy. Hey, Noah. Oh, I'm so excited to have you here on board at McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Just part of the team.
Well, I'm going to have you start here taking orders at the drive-thru. We'll start with the basics, and then we'll have you up and running in no time. What do you say?
That sounds great. Thank you. I'm really just glad to be part of the team.
Okay. First, let's take a look at the register. Every item is listed as a picture. It's really a matter of pushing the button for what the customer orders. That gets sent back to the cooks through a computer, and then they make the food. Pretty fancy, huh?
I guess so.
If you want to take something off the order, you just push this minus button. And if you want to add something...
Push the add button?
That's right. Oh, you're doing great. Okay, now, to talk to customers through the speaker, you just hold this button on your headset. And when you take your finger off, it'll mute you.
A word?
Yeah, I know. It's exciting. Okay, all right. Look at the monitor. Here comes a customer. Do you think you're ready to give it a go, Noah? There's really nothing to it.
Can I watch you first?
No, you go ahead. I'll be right here to help you. Here we go. Just say, "Welcome to McDonald's. How may I serve you?" And say it with a smile. You're about to make somebody's day.
Yeah. Welcome to McDonald's. I'm Noah. How can I serve you?
Thanks, hi. Just a minute.
Okay, take your time. I'll be here when you're ready.
Noah, that was so good.
Thanks.
Yeah, okay. There's a lot to go through here. I think I'm just having a drink today.
Sounds good. Whenever you're ready to order, sir.
This might be a good time to tell him about our new McMocha Cappuccino, Noah. It is a chocolate coffee with a McTwist.
Would you like to order one of our McMocha Cappa...
Okay, now I'm ready. I'm gonna have a McDouble whiskey and a Pepsi, biggie sized.
You said a McDouble, Pepsi, and what else?
That's a McDouble whiskey with Pepsi. And actually, just make it as big as you have it back there. Like in the bucket of fries. I'll have that.
So just push the McDouble button, Noah, and then let him know if Coke is okay, because we don't carry Pepsi, just Coke. Okay, a lot of people will be fine with it.
So that's a McDouble, and is Coke okay? We don't have a Pepsi.
Yeah, no, you know that's okay. I actually have a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi in the car, so just make it a McDouble whiskey then, and put it in a bucket, and then I'll just top it off with the Pepsi, in the town and country. It's my auntie's minivan.
So you'll just ring it up?
So wait, you don't want a McDouble hamburger-style sandwich, you want a double shot of whiskey in a bucket?
That'll do it. Unless you have Pepsi. No, wait. I've got the Pepsi. That's gonna do it. What do I owe you?
Well, considering this is McDonald's and not a New Orleans daiquiri factory, you don't owe me anything. We don't have that here. We serve food here and chocolate coffee.
This is garbage. First they kicked me out of my auntie's house, then the bar and the liquor store, and now this? This is crap. Forget you. I'll take my business elsewhere.
What was that?
That was your first customer, Noah. How exciting!
That was not a customer. I think that was a drunk.
That's the beauty of this opportunity, Noah. You get to touch the lives of so many different kinds of people. It's amazing to think that we're all connected by the food that goes into our bodies, and that this drive-through window, this window, Noah, is the portal that connects us all. Uh-oh, look, here comes another car. Are you ready to make someone smile? You're gonna do great.
Yeah. Hi! Welcome to McDonald's. My name is Noah. How may I serve you?
That's perfect. So good.
Yeah, I don't know what I want.
Order when you're ready.
It's like every time I come here, it's all the same. Nothing changes.
How about trying one of our new McMocha cappuccinos? It's a chocolate coffee with a McTwist.
That sounds awful. Like, I mean, I truly hate the idea of that.
That's fine. I mean, that's fine.
Everything he says is a lie.
Excuse me?
Hang in there, Noah.
He's a dirty liar and a cheater. I can't believe I gave him my virginity. I ate his butt out. I loved him.
Lady, what are you talking about? This is a McDonald's. What can I get started for you today?
Oh, dang it. I'm on the phone. I'll come back.
What in the hell?
Okay, Noah, not a big deal. Next time, just be sure to get that order. You're doing a great job.
Is everyone crazy around here? How did this place ever sell a billion hamburgers if no one ever orders one?
Oh, Noah, we have so much more to offer than hamburgers. We offer smiles. You are really getting the hang of this. Oh, look, another customer. Let's see how we can make him smile.
Welcome to McDonald's. I'm Noah. How may I serve you today?
Oh, hey. Hi, Noah. You sound pretty cute. What do you look like?
Timothy, what the hell should I say?
I know, sometimes people do this. Don't worry. Just get them to place their order, whatever it takes. Oh, and always ask them if they want anything else at the end of the order, okay? You're doing so great.
Hi, yeah. Sorry about that. What can I get started for you?
You know, I was looking at your menu, and I think the thing I want is your big rippling arms wrapped around me. We're not wearing anything except for baby oil, slathered all over our bodies. It would be dripping all over our glistening skin. How much is that?
Just get her to order. You're doing great, Noah.
Okay, yeah. I don't know about all that, but we have breakfast all day. Do you want a sausage biscuit?
Noah, I want your little sausage biscuit. Quit playing around with me and take my order. Take it.
Yeah. I'm trying to take your order. If you just give it to me, sorry. Please, what would you like to eat?
Oh, Noah. I want to number you.
Number 2. Got it.
Just push the button right here.
That's not what I said, Noe Woe.
A number 2 and anything else with that?
Ha. I want your body and my body nestled together in a ball pit.
What? Hello? Are you still there? What do I do now?
That was minus an item. So you just push this minus button here. See? Easy.
This is insane. I can't do this. This place is ridiculous. I know I just started, but I quit.
Oh, dang. There goes another one. He was doing such a great job, too. Oh, here comes another customer. Hi, welcome to McDonald's. My name is Timothy. How can I make you smile today? Yay!
How fun!
We did it!
Okay.
And now we're back. Did you guys like it?
Was it great? Noah can't read.
We're trying. Obvious. We're trying.
That's why.
We had we had Lizzie help, and we had Corey Healy help. He did one of the parts. So thanks to those guys.
Go ahead and cough. Do it.
Cough. Oh, come on. Yeah, he's sick. Leave him alone. What's the matter with you?
I just Andy allowed him cold. To cough. I'm actually being really.
Also smoking weed.
Yeah, you were smoking weed.
He's what right, robot.
We don't need any. That's enough from you. Thanks.
Yep.
Corey, what do you do here? Inventory.
Like
that's how interesting I am.
I'm both a barista and then I work on like special projects.
What's a male barista? You told me there's a bro-rista.
Bro-rista?
Batista.
Probably a lot of jokes in there. I'm making a poster right now. Posters are fun.
Are you, do you manage the website?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, okay.
Some stuff.
Okay.
Y'all want a webpage?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
Nice. Perfect.
And
still here.
One last thing. How big is Rev now? What's he at?
He's like under 25 pounds, Jesus. 7 months old.
You couldn't bowl with him.
Feed him raw food.
He eats raw food, yeah.
Yeah, you have to make it. Do you make your own food? God, babies are the worst.
My wife makes it.
Oh, yeah. That's usually
how it goes. I'll feed him food, table foods.
Do you ever act like a baby around your wife? Like, yeah, well, this is enough of this.
I think she's already sick of me.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
You're never like, change my diaper. Her and shit.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be good.
We're getting too easily.
I gotta provide more. I better get to work.
There's a Rodney Dangerfield joke where he's like, he basically sets up this ancient premise that when a family has a baby,
yes,
the husband is worried that the wife is gonna love the baby more than him. That's like an old trope.
You're just gonna explain a Rodney Dangerfield joke to us?
I just, you know, Corey is in it first time. I've been in it for a few years, and you know what? It's not a rumor. It's true. Babies trump daddies, and it should be that way.
Yeah. Amen.
Babies are special. Don't vaccinate them.
That's
because
cool.
Then they'll walk sideways when they run to you when you call them.
100%. And eat a lot of sticks and grass.
this baby's just eating like a lot of grass. All right, so welcome back, guys.
Yeah, I wanted to discuss horses.
Shut up. Okay. We're talking to our guest, Lizzie Wolfson. She is a specialist in pet diet. Hold on. She is a pet food specialist, and we're so excited to have her. She's going to talk about dietary needs of pets. And right now, we just finished up talking about dogs, and we're going to talk about Noah's burning question. What about horses?
Yeah.
What about horses, Noah?
And it sort of said it like a horse. Like, what about horses?
So I've had a couple horses.
Okay. Names?
Buttercup.
Can you just...
That's
I named
be
one red horse. I named
I
the other one Red Horse and then Ray.
It was blind.
Can I just jump in here? Can I jump
blind
in here?
Horse.
I had a cat grown up named Jessica, and my wife is also named Jessica.
That's awesome. That my right? girlfriend's name is Jessica.
My
yeah.
Hey.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah,
my
dude.
Father,
what's your girlfriend's name?
My father had a... Yeah, that was just...
His
you know what? I'm going
mom.
To disrespectfully just check and see... Oh, it's my mom.
Oh my god, your mom's calling you. That's so funny.
Now what?
Nice.
I hope you wear your boots.
It's not actually.
It's cold out there.
Just,
no.
I was just playing into my archetype.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your question about horses there? Oh,
and
you
then
had
I owned another horse, Dakota. And I got her when I was like 17, right before I went to college. And so I had her the longest.
Your problem
and she
now,
recently
mom.
Died.
Oh.
So now I have her ashes in my house.
How much ashes does a horse carcass leave?
A lot more than you would think. Also,
no, I
don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
thinking like a bathtub.
I was thinking a huge amount.
Well, she's probably like eight. I think she's like ended up being like 850 pounds, 900 pounds when she died.
Everybody
like
just
seven.
Take a scoop of ashes.
Yeah,
yeah. They so I put them in like a regular urn, and then I have a big box of her ash. I didn't know what to do with it all. Also, more expensive to cremate a horse than a person, since
maybe because a horse is four people.
Four people.
Weight wise.
Yeah, if you get like
yeah,
a bunch of.
Yeah, I guess you're right. If we compared it to.
Is it four times?
All I'm
as
saying
much?
Is it more expensive. I should have taken if.
And
if
how do
I
you know that? Have you cremated
her,
a person?
I mean, I know about a person recently.
Yeah, do you not know what cremation prices are these days?
Oh,
that was cremated.
Right. That's right.
So I do actually kind of know. But
I
the
forgot
horse,
you were involved with all that.
So
did you do the cremating yourself?
The horse was like a buck something a pound to cremate. And then I asked my buddy
Good
who worked
God.
At the dump.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. I worked at the dump and he said I could go and dump the horse for
I'm
like.
Sorry, I just spit. That was
$150. I could have dumped my horse. Also, how would I get my horse, dead horse, to the dump?
You ride it. Oh.
Well, dead. How do you get it to the crematorium?
There's a company that came and picked it up.
Oh, my God.
It's like a whole
Bring
thing.
Out your dead horses.
They just do all, like, dead animals.
I love the idea of you taking your horse to the dump, just being like, one last ride, Buttercup.
I told you her name was Dakota.
Well,
it wasn't Buttercup.
I don't think so.
I said that. I said it was Dakota.
Why don't we rerun the tape?
Disrespectful, Buttercup.
Hi, this is Lizzie here. I had a horse named Buttercup. See, did you not hear that?
It's funny how
You're
Lizzie
right.
sounds a lot
You're
like
true.
An autistic child.
Who eats sticks and grass.
Is autistic the new like R word or N word? Like,
for sure it is. And
it.
We've said
I
it
probably
a
shouldn't. Yeah, we should probably should cut all that out.
So what is the deal with horses? I've known several people that have owned horses. And it sounds, are you still currently a horse owner?
No, she's dead. I don't own her anymore.
You said you had lots of horses, and I thought horses live like 30 years.
No, they don't. If they get into like their early 20s, I mean, they're bigger animals. They're bigger animals than... It's the same thing with big dogs. Big dogs don't last as long as little dogs.
Sorry, no.
But mine will. He's going to.
Probably... No, I mean, he's already running to the side and eating sticks and grass.
Yeah, it's not. I bet Red Dog's going to die too soon.
Dude, oh, if you ask anybody who's lived
gonna
past 100...
I bet he's going to be assassinated. Hold on. I bet Red Dog is going to be shot and killed.
Well, that was the beginning of his life.
He escaped death once.
If you, 14 years later, back to the bullet.
If you ask anybody who's over 100 years old, they'll tell you that the secret to a long life is sticks and grass.
Sticks and grass.
Also, Noah, I think you're going to live a long time because you're just a little person.
Yeah, you know, the last munchkin from The Wizard of Oz died last year. He was 98 years old.
That's it? Was he a child?
Sorry, he was 98 in Munchkin years. In human years, he was 240. He was born in 18.
You just said two numbers. It's not math.
I didn't do any math at all. Yeah, he was born in 1776.
Oh, God.
And then starred in The Wizard of Oz at the age of 160. I don't know.
So yeah, horses, I think if they make it into their early 20s, you're doing good. Late 20s, fucking
amazing.
Can
we just talk about this?
I hate horses.
Is that why you guys brought me here?
Yeah.
Now it is.
Well, let me tell you why I hate horses. Noah's reason is different, but
I fell off a horse once.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
And allergies.
Oh, you're allergic to falling off horses?
Yeah.
I'm allergic to horses, too.
Why do you love them?
I love them.
What have they ever done
to you? Allergic to horses, hay, dust. I mean, I used to work with them.
Why are you alive? Why don't you get vaccinated for dust allergies?
Oh, man.
Go ahead with your question.
And the podcast takes a turn.
I hate horses because they're very quiet and they sneak up behind you.
Yes.
And they will put their faces right by your ear. And I'm 6'2", and a horse is much taller than me.
Oh my God.
And his nose can go right in my ear, and his tongue can go right on my neck. And I just, that was a bad summer.
Also,
I don't like it.
You just one experience with one horse.
Every single time I'm on a farm, that happens.
They always come up behind you and lick your ear.
They do.
Do you do that to your wife sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Do you go up behind her and lick her ear?
Yeah, that's probably why she doesn't like me.
Yeah, well, see? Now we're getting somewhere. Yeah. This is called the therapy episode.
Yeah, she likes me just
fine. I fell off a horse once, and also...
Did you say falafel horse?
I falafel with horse once.
That's weird.
And also am allergic to horses, and also one time rode a horse and on a beach, and it started running into the water, and I thought he was trying to drown himself.
That is an exciting experience when you're on a beast of burden.
0-3 for horses.
And it goes faster than you want it to.
Correct.
Yeah, totally. Well, I have control over the animals that I ride.
Because your dog's pheromones?
No. Well, yeah, Red Dog listens very well to me. He's a good boy. He's a very good boy. Don't forget it. Also, horses.
He's been smoking cigarettes in the corner of this whole episode, so I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, he's a bad dog.
M doggy.
And I rode horses. I mean, I used to get paid to ride horses. So,
if you get paid,
you to do that?
How much do horses make usually a year?
One
they can
horse?
Pay you.
I don't know.
Do they pay income tax?
That's a question for an accountant, and I'm not an
accountant.
Or
a horse.
So. But Noah's really good at math. He does math sometimes. Yeah.
Hey, Noah.
Yes.
How much does a horse make? That's right.
Oh, man. That's the only reason you guys brought me on this episode was to make horse noises and tell me
it's
how
the very
much
last,
you make
horses. We're just ending on it because it's something we're really passionate about. If it wasn't for horses, here's something. The Mayans would still be around.
That's true. The conquistadors
brought
horses.
Wait, the Mayans were killed by horses?
In a very roundabout way that's actually super direct.
Did Mayans not have horses at all?
Correct.
Until the
They also didn't have cars.
Oh.
And aren't horses, weren't they made in China like everything else?
Yes.
Made in China.
Here's a fun fact. Pizza also from China.
What? Pizza's made in China?
From China. It originated in China. A lot of people think it's like Italy or New York. No, it's China.
American-style pizza was crafted in New York.
You guys call this schooling Noah, but now Noah is schooling us.
I know. Well,
I'm glad you finally said it.
Like
I'm glad you finally said it, because it always happens.
It always
happens.
It's been 400 episodes.
The truth is I'm sort of a savant, and I know everything.
to be autism.
Well, you guys hate horses, and that's cool. And I just don't understand them. I just have to say I hate horses. Yeah, but nobody asked you to understand
that. Well, maybe you could bring a little bit of like expertise to this. Why should I like a horse? Yeah.
I mean, I've always
liked... What are they good for anymore?
Yeah, horsepower. I could just get that in, what, a car?
A car, yeah.
Any car.
And you can actually fuel your car with horse...
Fuel glue?
Horse. You know, fuel? You turn a horse into...
I actually had, one time I had a relationship with a horse that was, her name was Ruby. She was at a ranch that we used to go to in New Mexico.
Can you bring a support animal horse to the...
How often, you went once a year and you guys had a relationship?
We went a few times, I don't know if we went once a year, but yeah, we would see her and I'd be like, hello, Ruby, hello? And then I found out that they closed the ranch and
they
killed her.
Yeah, they've killed her.
And they had a little...
You know what they do with dead horses, right?
I sure do.
They have
sex with them.
They don't. What? They shoot. They don't shoot horses. They shoot horses, don't they? It was a movie.
That's a movie?
Yeah, it's about...
I think you're thinking of There Will Be Shooting Horses.
No. There was a movie in the 70s about the 20s where they used to do, during the Depression...
They used to shoot them and eat them.
No, they used to...
2001 A Space Horse?
Would you guys let me finish? They used to do...
This is not a real movie.
This is real. This is a real movie. It's something. Very good. And it's got Paul Rudd in it. And
some in the 1970s?
Yep, he was a baby.
He was a baby boy.
No, basically, they used to have these dance contests for people who were Depression era. Not Footloose. They were allowed to dance.
Horses were dancing?
No, people were dancing. But it was a marathon. You could not stop dancing. They would give you like... a 3-minute break every hour.
Shoot horses if you stopped dancing.
Well, that's the comparison, is that these people would do these contests for days and days to win these like very minimal cash prizes.
And because they need money.
People, like, they would say, well, they would shoot an animal that they worked this hard, but they don't shoot people. But people would die from these dance contests.
I don't know where you went with that.
They shoot horses, don't they? Oh, that's a movie. God. Go watch it.
Is that what you...
Dances with Shooting Horses.
Dances with Shooting...
Starring Kevin Bacon as Kevin Costner as Tatanka.
Oh my god. But yeah, no, I think horses are great. I love them. I mean, now that I'm in Denver and doing comedy, I can't really live on a place where I can have horses. But eventually I'd like to go back. I literally dream every couple nights about leaving Denver and just living on
the
range.
Going on the range. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about doing those horse-drawn carriages?
In Denver?
Oh, you mean like for work? It sounds like a
no,
lot of
like
lifting.
For fun.
Oh, do you mean to sit on one or to...
Just to say hi to the horse.
Oh.
Or just go look at them.
Yeah, I mean, I see, like, I don't ignore them when see them.
That's all I was wondering.
Do you think that I walk by and I just put my hand up because I miss my dead horse? Sometimes. Maybe I cry. Maybe I cry when I...
Buttercup is dead?
Dakota is dead. Do you know that you can do everything? You can be a comedian and you can own a horse and you can live on a ranch. You can do that.
I'm going to do that one day. I'm going to build up the comedy thing here and then I'm going to skip town and live on a ranch and never talk to anybody again.
There's a lot of performers in the sticks, you know? They have all sorts of like minstrel shows.
Have you been to those shows? Have you let them host those shows?
That's just silly.
I said I wanted to be a good comedian. Okay. Not somebody who hosts a show once a month.
Not host, but you can like you can basically have a road show and take it around.
You're
like,
just a positive person.
Antiques road show.
I mean, there's just so many ways
to
think about
it. Take the horse with me?
Well, that could be part of your act.
What if I did jokes on a horse with a microphone? Do you guys like
that's
that
what
idea?
I'm saying. You
that's exactly yeah.
That's exactly that's what I'm saying. Why can't you do that? Why can't you go to the rodeo or a convention or you know like a pet product thing and do a show?
These
there.
Are ideas, dude. I'm gonna write them down. I'm gonna think of them. Think about them.
Are you gonna write them down now or just?
If we were recording, we could have got this on tape.
No, I'll probably write it down later. There is a very cool rodeo that happens here in the summer. If you guys didn't know, Denver is the start of the National Gay Rodeo Association.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so they have a big gay rodeo in the summertime, and they're all gay horses and gay cows.
Can I ask you this? Is Red Dog going to be there?
Of course he's going to be there.
Awesome. Here's also, actually, have you seen...
Are you saying Red Dog's gay?
Well, because he gets his dick licked.
Well, wait, you don't think maybe... I mean, do you think he identifies as a gay dog?
Why are we even using... In a roundabout way, I'm saying, is he in the rodeo or is he not?
We're also sort of on dangerous ice, labeling him as a he. You know, I feel like that's sort of...
Yeah. I agree. Totally. just Red Dog. We could identify. Yeah, they.
I feel like that's more of a man color.
Red Dog, masculine. Like a red.
Yeah,
I see. A lot of people call it Red Dog a girl, and
because of his long hair.
That's the conversation we're having right now, isn't it?
But here's my question: when you're talking about rodeo and gay rodeos, especially, do they have? And I saw this once at a halftime show, and I'm sure and certain it originated at a rodeo because there's no way anybody would take the time unless they had zero anything to do because they live in the middle of nowhere and all there is Netflix and they've watched it all. They take these border collies and they put a little saddle on it.
Oh, and they put a monkey on there.
They put a monkey on it.
It's so funny.
It is the best.
It is the best.
They call that monkey border collie saddle.
So sometimes I have heard of a dog getting scared and running underneath a trailer and decapitating the monkey.
No.
Hilarious.
Oh, get a load of this. Decapitated capuchkin. What are those called? What are the monkeys?
Decapitating daiquiri?
No, what is the monkey?
Capybara.
Tweet
but
us.
Those are very funny. Yes, those
that
are
is
doggy tricks.
So funny.
It's so funny.
One of the best. There's only been one better halftime show I've ever seen, and that was at a men's college basketball game. The team I was rooting for, the Colorado Buffaloes, was down against a ranked Kansas University, and they came out and they did a jump rope routine, and it was.
Was it the Colorado Hoppers?
Was there a dog and a monkey?
It could have been. No animals.
Yeah, it doesn't
I mean,
sound
just
better.
Children.
You're right.
But they were jumping
rope.
And
dogs.
It was so. It was uplifting, and it was so. Nobody messed up, and everybody was so excited. People couldn't even go to the bathroom. They were so enthralled by
did
this performance.
Did you pee your pants?
It was exciting.
Very similarly.
No, Aaron, I'm sorry. Did you
and the Bucks
pee
won.
Your pants? Because nobody asked about bathrooms at that point.
Yes.
You did. Okay, good.
Very similarly, one time I was outside of a Five and Dime, and I saw a guy who had a dog, and then a cat, and then a mouse, and they were all on top of each other.
And that's they amazing. Were riding on his shoulder.
And that's what he did for a living.
He just
had those.
He had those, and he had them and had them on top.
Is he like an Insta famous dude?
No, this was years ago.
Yeah, how do you make money just having things?
I don't think so. I think he was homeless and had a mouse and a cat and a dog, and he was just homeless walking around with them.
You think you could get a mouse and a cat and a dog to all be still on top of each other very easily?
I think if they're hungry and you offer them food, yeah.
I think if they're hungry, one of them's going to eat the
other
one.
Is there an animal you don't like?
I don't really like reptiles that much.
What about that fish that swims up your penis in the Amazon?
Excuse me?
Fish that swims up one's penis? The fish that swims up someone's penis in the Amazon.
Yeah, the scully fish.
No, I don't like. So if I don't like that one, does that mean I don't like all fish?
Well, it's just a question.
I don't like that specific fish.
Also,
and
fish aren't reptiles.
Reptiles,
right? Fish or fish.
Fish or fish. That's
also
what they said.
What
fish or fish?
Frogs and turtles, are they amphibians?
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Honestly, I
frogs
don't
frogs are
I like
amphibians.
Fluffy things.
Turtles are amphibians.
Noah
a
is
rabbit.
Amphibians.
Remember when you tried out for the Navy SEALs? And you were amphibious?
Yes.
Anyway, so...
I like fluffy animals. I like, I like horses,
things
cats,
that make you sneeze.
Dogs. Well, you know what? I'm allergic to horses, hay, dust, cat,
how
dog,
do you manage
mold.
Your allergies? I think that's important.
I've been to the hospital a lot. Let's just say that. Let's
oh,
just
so
say
you don't manage. You don't manage.
I'm not
is
really.
Is that because you're not vaccinated?
I'm vaccinated. That's why I have narcolepsy.
What was that big?
I told you.
What was that big spiel at the beginning? You said?
Oh yeah, the vets over-vaccinating pets.
No. It was something about like you had like it was like a catchphrase or not a catchphrase,
oh,
but like
catchphrase.
like an idiom.
And that's Lizzie for you.
No, you said
was
something.
Was that what
it was? It was very pointed.
Sticks and
bones.
Bones.
May break your stones.
Something about like prevention or cure or... Anyway,
the only way
said,
to prevent is to cure, I think is what you...
Why is the hot... Here's my question, and I'm going to have to cut all of that out, but you're managing your allergies by going to the hospital?
Yeah, you're so boring. Go ahead.
No, I take pills to manage my allergies. Sometimes food definitely can help. When you don't have like a lot of sugar in your diet and stuff like that, your allergies won't act up as much.
Oh, really?
Awesome.
Alcohol, too?
I'm also an asthmatic, so...
Boy, you're
so you drive
catch.
An ambulance?
What?
Are you going to be... Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm going to be okay.
You should listen to our episode on sickness.
Just tips. No,
it just came out last
it.
Week, actually. It just came out actually just a few days ago.
I'm a fan of the podcast, too.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're a fan of you.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
And your show. You have a show.
I do have a show.
At the, what brewery?
It's called Dead Hippie Brewing.
And where is that?
It's in Sheridan, Colorado. Sheridan, so it's Colorado. About 15 minutes away from here.
Where is Sheridan?
That is at the cross streets of Santa Fe and Hamden.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sheridan Street. We're not talking about like a place.
It's a town.
It's a town.
Here's what I know about Sheridan.
Where is it?
They have a Red and Jerry's, which is an...
Red and Jerry's?
Red and Jerry's is a bar that also hosts... off-track betting for dog races, and they may have just opened it up for horse races too.
We should do it. Let's go.
It's a lot of fun.
I mean, I just told you that I know a lot about dogs and horses. We should go.
Wait a minute. So you're okay with them exploiting dogs and horses?
I like money, baby. How am I supposed to afford these dogs and horses if I'm not betting on them?
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Do you? Oh man, do you invest in race animals? Would you? Is that a good way to make money?
I don't. Actually, my grandfather was a bookie for the mob, so he used to bet on the horses in Atlantic City, and then he died.
Well, that's in your genes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Death.
Well, death. Yes, definitely.
Sick.
Hell yeah.
That sounds awesome. Dude, Let's get him on the podcast too.
He has a bunch of kids.
Oh, you have a joke about that.
I have a joke about it right now. But yeah, he had like two wives and seven kids, and then they just found like two other half kids and stuff. So.
Wow, where was the rest of those kids?
The cremation dump.
Adopted and stuff like that.
Oh, they didn't find the legs or the...
No.
They just found two half-kids.
Half-kids.
Are they preserved in their kid bodies or have they grown up? And?
Preserved in their kid bodies. That's what happens when you're near the ocean.
When you get adopted?
When you get adopted near the ocean.
The salt water.
I guess I don't know what I want to...
You don't have any moral objections to horse racing or dog racing?
I just don't care for it. I like cowboy stuff better. I like roping and cows and, you know...
It reminds me of the old country song.
Riding. Roping.
I like roping and cows and riding and roping.
Roping and riding and cows. I'm Lizzie and I like to do Western roping. Stuff.
Cool. I feel like you guys are making fun of like the profession that I had for a long time.
You were a country singer?
Wow, that's impressive. Difficult. You know, it's difficult for me to take that in. So.
Well, we are just very excited that you could join us today. We really appreciate it, Lizzie. You guys should check out Lizzie. She has a website.
Nope.
Well, then check out Aaron's website. It's www.moron.com. Actually, you know what? It's .org now, actually. Asshole.
Worldwide.moron.
Worldwideweb.moron.org/DPSK12.
Lizzie is a stand-up comedian, and she'd be happy for you to come out to one of her shows.
Yes.
You can find more information at deadhippiebrewing.com.
What?
I don't know. Where do
okay.
Do you have a Twitter?
You could ask me to do it, and then you wouldn't mess it up.
We asked you to send us all your stuff beforehand, and I didn't get it.
It's weird. I didn't do that. I was also on time today, so let's just talk about that for
I
a second.
I was very on time until
you guys
Noah
were
reminded me
as
I went to the wrong house.
Yeah.
I picked Noah up from his house.
I woke up. Yeah, I haven't even charged
Dude, where were you? You were in your house?
I had to watch my dog this weekend. So.
What?
He was staying at his parents' house, but he has his own apartment.
I thought you were at
a
chick's house. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, right?
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's a pound.
But
it's
you
a
weren't.
Pound from Lizzie.
Oh, why are we doing a pound?
No, okay. But you pounded me anyway, so that's a pound.
Oh, man, that sounds
That's
aggressive.
A chop.
Don't chop me.
I am at Lizzie Wolfson on all platforms, so you can follow me at Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff.
Snapchat.
I also have a comedy. No more Snapchat. I had to delete it.
Whoa,
it got
why?
Weird. It just got weird, you know?
That's for next episode.
That's next episode.
I want to know how to do that. I want to know how to get
weird. I also am part of a comedy duo called Wolf Hawk Comedy. We put on a bunch of shows, just regular stand-up shows. One of the ones that we have right now is at Dead Hippie Brewing every last Wednesday of the month at 8 p.m. Super fun, kind of Grateful Dead-themed brewery. I think our next...
Jerry Garcia Pale
Ale. Yep. Our next headliner is going to be Derek Stroop.
Oh, he's very
so
funny.
Yes. Next, yeah, this end of the month, 27th, I think, or something.
Of March.
And then we also have a secret comedy show that we're doing every first Friday of the month.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
don't you want to keep this to yourself?
Because it's a It's a secret.
Well, don't tell.
That was the whole idea.
And where is the address of the secret comedy show and how often it is?
You have to say that you're coming to the show, and then we'll send you the information.
All of our listeners coming to the show.
Yeah, but it's like a little, it's kind of like a little speakeasy kind of thing. Cool. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll have details on that at our website, www.moron.org.
Yep.
It changed.
Yep. /
Actually, schoolingnoah.com. We have a lot of information. We'll
I wonder
have
if
some
somebody
stuff
already owns that. We should buy that. Probably. If somebody
we
doesn't.
Should.
So, do all these comedy shows that. Inform your veterinary dietary knowledge?
Does it inform it?
Yeah. Does it help you become better?
Course. You know, when I see how healthy my animals are, except for the fact that one's dead.
One's healthy, I'm sure.
So that kind of sucks. Heart attack.
I feel That's like if your name is Buttercup, you probably are
Buttercup's dead.
Doomed.
Actually.
But yeah, I really like nutrition. So if you ever have a question about animal nutrition and you want to listen to me talk about it for a little bit, I'll give you a lot of advice, and then you'll probably ignore me and go talk to the vet who has no background in nutrition. But because they're a vet, you'll
Is
listen to them. Yeah, no, they have like the
Is it yeah
I think they
or
take
no?
CSU does like 2 nutrition classes for vets, and that's like
Jesus.
Home ec in high school.
Pretty good then. Very, very useful.
Very useful. So you guys can come and ask me questions, and then what people normally do is then they go, oh, I'm overwhelmed. That's too much. And then they just don't listen to me.
Yeah.
But I am a good source of knowledge.
Why don't you do that on the Wild Wild West? Go to town, toting knowledge about what you should feed your horses and pigs and dogs and don't feed them twigs.
With pigs? I just said cats and dogs.
Oh.
The whole
and
fucking
horses
time.
And pigs?
Don't, you gotta feed your barn cat other parts of other animals is what you need to do.
They do that because they catch mice.
Yeah, they
That's
do.
Why they live so long.
I didn't say other cats, I just said other animals.
Interesting. But yeah, most people will just get overwhelmed and they'll just say, I'll just feed him this bag of dog food because it's easy.
They
know?
Don't like that. My dog is bored of the dog food I feed it.
Yeah, I mean, some people say that their animals, one of the big things they say all the time is, my animals, my dog loves this food. And it's like, yeah, your dog is trapped in your house and can't get to any other food. Of
He's
course
a slave.
It eats. You
He's
know?
Your property.
My dog eats out of our compost.
Dope.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
So, anyway, Lizzie, we are so glad that you could join us. Thank you so much for being a part of this
Thank
this,
you for having me.
I love it.
Doing.
Thanks.
And,
yeah.
Be well.
I mean, my dog's healthy.
Yeah,
I'm
are
healthy.
You healthy.
Yeah, but
yeah,
we're both
especially
doing it.
All
everybody,
the asthma
you know?
Stuff. Yeah,
no sticks, no grass.
I think if you eat just one or two more sardines at the end of the day, you're gonna be in a lot. You're gonna have a lot
That's
less
what I'm starting
allergies.
To do. Yep. See.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you guys have any questions or comments for Lizzie, you can get her at Lizzie Wolfson. That's WOLFSON. Lizzie is spelled the traditional Christian way with 7 Z's. And Noah Reynolds will be signing autographs.
I'll be at the Cherry Cricket in Lodo with the Denver Nuggets this week signing autographs.
So,
Noah Reynolds will be at his mom's house because that's where he
I
lives.
Just said where I was going to be. So I don't know why there's suddenly some sort of...
anyway, thank you for tuning in. You guys have been great. I don't know that.
You've been great. You've been great, Aaron. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Noah is a yeller.
I listened to the episode, so...
Oh, well, thank
what
you.
Tell
you.
What, any feedback? Yeah. What could we be doing on this episode that we haven't done before?
Have somebody that's actually knowledgeable about
Ooh,
things.
Ooh, that's kind of tough because Noah's scared of strangers.
Didn't I come up with this name for the podcast? Wasn't this me?
Yeah, I believe you did.
Thank
coin
you.
This.
I don't think
thank
so.
You.
I actually don't remember.
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
Yeah, your first one sucked.
Okay, all right. Good start.
Oh,
who
yeah.
do we... This is recording, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Mutiny Transmissions is a media service that provides podcasts, video, and live shows recorded inside and outside of Mutiny Information Cafe, located at 2 South Broadway in Denver, Colorado.